Kayla.
Dennis, yeah, we are going to pay to bring them back.
Oh, okay. Do you have a company that you're going to use, or are they providing a company? Okay. I know a shipping company, too. I could, you could at least get a quote from them, maybe, and see if they're competitive.
How much would your company...
It's not actually us. It's an individual that provided shipping for one of my clients, but that's all they do. They're just a shipping company for the transportation industry. I think the last thing he shipped for me was a forklift, actually, or a Bobcat. But I can get him in touch with you, and he can give you a quote. I mean, he seems to be pretty competitive.
Yeah, because this guy that I have, he loads the trailers in the way back, so he charged me like about $1,000.
Oh, wow, okay. We can't beat that.
No.
It's
cheaper because they're using the trailers.
Perfect, okay. That works. That's a really good idea. Okay,
would you be including the registration fees and taxes and everything to them, or just the...
We can if you like. It looks like right now the only cost they have in there is just... there's no tax in there yet. You may not have to pay tax, though, because it's from a different state, but I'll try to work that out for you.
Yeah, and we're going to have to pay that. And also, last time, they sent the titles to me, and then... I sent them. No, they didn't send the titles to me.
No. Did you ever receive them?
I'm confusing. No. I'm confusing.
I remember something happened once, but...
Yeah, no. Those are the ones that we put the money to buy them, and then you reimburse us. Because I got the titles, and I send them to you. So no.
That's right.
So we're not going to do that again, and we cannot do it because we didn't pay for them.
Oh, you haven't paid for them this time?
No.
So we'll pay Taylor and Martin directly. It's no problem.
Yeah, but my question is, would you be using your company to register the trailers?
Right, we can do the title. Actually, Taylor and Martin will probably do the titling on the trailers.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
No, they don't.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do the titling. It's no problem. Or you can, you know, whatever's easier for you.
No, you can do it. You can do it. That will be faster.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, we'll take care of that for you. Then I'll make note of that. And try to get Taylor Martin wired as soon as possible, actually.
Yeah. And also, see how much money, how much you can pay for taxes and registration and as much as you can.
Okay, I'll try to enroll everything into it. Do you think you can get a quote from the shipper for the shipping cost? We could pay that as well.
Yesterday he told me $700. But I don't think it's going to be $700 because last time he bumped up the price because of the miles.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's pretty far.
Yeah, it is pretty far. And $1,000 I think is very cheap.
No, that's very cheap.
Very cheap. So the price might go a little bit higher.
Okay.
If we can include $1,000, that will be fine.
Okay. Do you have his number? Do you think he'd be able to provide an invoice for the shipping? Because they will request it eventually.
Well, let me call him. I'm going to set him up. Because yesterday he was asking me, you know, the year, and, you know, if it was a Great Dane or Trailmobile or whatever the trailer was, and I didn't have any answers for him. So let me send him this invoice so he can do a quote. Do you want a quote or do you want an invoice?
Invoice. Invoice would be better if you have an invoice with a bill to ship to be your address.
Okay.
Just JC Refrigerated Transport Service, and then, you know, your address, the 16016 East Cypress Street.
No, Fontana.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fine. No problem. But,
okay, let me talk to Taylor, and I'll get you the information that you need, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Irma.
Okay, bye-bye.